Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my world, everyone. This is Like It or Not with Michael Lane, and Michael Lane is who I be. Yo, I got some special love shouts I need to give out. And they go out to Bill Maher and CNN's own Donna Brazile. Well, Bill Maher has been, as you all know, he's an ultra-liberal who pretty much stood with Obama for about, I guess, 90% of the time. But recently on his show, he said that the liberals could lose him because of, out of all of this class warfare and all of this tax raising stuff, he now says it's too high. He's complaining. He's paying 60% on tax. All of his earnings, 60% of all of his earnings, he's being taxed. Donna Brazile, she tweeted her frustration about Obamacare, wondering why her premiums all of a sudden went up. Now, Donna Brazile has been a big proponent of Obamacare. You have two ultra-liberals, Bill Maher, comedian, and Donna Brazile, a Democratic strategist. It doesn't get any left than that. And yet, they're complaining. It is only the beginning, guys. It is only the beginning. And now I have to bring in my beautiful, lovely co-host and talented co-host. I can't leave out talented. This is TJ.
Talented? Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Can't leave that out.
Thank you.
That's an insult.
How was your weekend? It was wonderful. How was yours?
Oh, I can't complain. It was all good. You know, you got your March Madness going on, and I have to congratulate Tiger Woods. He won.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he won at Bay Hill. Today. And right now, he is the number one ranked golfer in the world. It's the first first time since 2011. First time.
Okay. He's back on track.
That's right. Put a girl in his life, and that's what you get. Shout out to my man Tiger Woods.
Man, that was good. Wonderful.
Yeah. So, but it's been a very, very good weekend. Just fun, man. Just having fun and doing this show. Did a show on Smack Tongue Radio this past Saturday, and action packed, you know, filled with music, great music. So,
and that music was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Right. Great artist. And now, TJ, we have a very good show right now. It may not be any music, but this is a very, very hot topic right here. And we're going to get right to it.
Okay.
But TJ, we have a Taiwanese woman, a woman from Taiwan, who divorced her husband because his package is not up to par, if you will.
His package is not up to par.
Yes, lacking in the packing.
Wow.
Lacking in the packing. And I'm going to explain a little bit about this. But before I do, I mean, look, I welcome everybody to chime in if you like. Area code 347-826-9357. It's area code 347-826-9357. And give me your opinion. I'm going to read off some in a few.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to explain a little more in detail. What happened is this Taiwanese woman meets up with this guy. Now, she's 52, and he's 55.
Okay.
They've been married for 4 years now. They've been married for 4 years. I want to make that clear. 4 years.
Okay.
Now,
before
they got married, yes, before they got married, the man said, look, let's not do anything before marriage. And she was down. She said, okay, I'm down with that. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it clean, you know, keep it cool. And so it wasn't until their wedding night that she discovered that, you know. Actually, you know, she described it as 2 inches.
Wow.
Five centimeters, to be exact. So it was around 2 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And impotent. And they tried several times.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't have sex. So not only was he lacking, but he was impotent.
Oh.
And he refused to get treatment during that whole time. So what now? You know, what is this the wrong thing? Now, he refused treatment. They couldn't get it on. He was packing 2 inches. He's almost shorter than mine.
Almost. Stop it.
But he's 2 inches. Impotent. Wouldn't get help. And they've been together for 4 years. Is this the right move? Was this the right move? If you want to answer that, TJ, what do you think that was the right move?
He didn't want to get help, no matter what.
It's been 4 years, and I guess still
no help.
Right,
nothing.
He refused nothing.
He refused, and 4 years she went through that.
4 years.
I applaud her for that. man. 1 year, you know, of like, okay, what's going on? You know, first of all, we had to wait. You know, had to wait, so it must have been a problem beforehand.
Yeah.
You know, before, but, man, that was... Tricky question. Because, I mean, you love the person, of course, for them and who they are.
Right.
You know, you fell in love with them and all that stuff. But then that other part, I mean, that could be some other ways that he can provide pleasure for her. But,
you know, maybe she was waiting for the ultimate pleasure.
The ultimate pleasure. If he refused to get help, then, yeah, that, you know what, not even trying to meet me halfway on trying to get this, you know, problem solved, and that's, hey, yeah, be up, you know, have to be up.
I'm going to read a comment there, TJ, from Michelle Purple Princess Rogers Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Michelle? Good friend of mine. Michelle says, I know nothing about this. That was her statement. I know nothing about this. That's it.
I know nothing about it.
I know nothing about it. So you're just going to leave that.
Thank you, Michelle. Yeah, you know, as I said, he ain't trying to get no kind of help. He don't He doesn't want to do get any kind of help. No, they have to. Hey, I stuck through it 4 years without anything. And who knows how long they were going together or seeing each other before they got married?
That I don't know.
Okay. You waited all that time. And the honeymoon, shoot, it'll be like, hey, it's time to get it on.
Yeah.
And you can't do nothing?
She didn't even leave after the honeymoon. She stayed with him.
I wouldn't either. I wouldn't have left either, but, you know, come on, after a year, you ain't trying to do nothing? Oh, no, come on. You got to go.
Area code 347-826-9357. Area code 347-826-9357. You can call, you can talk to us live. We're here live. This is not taped. We're live. Later on it would, you know, you can hear it over and over again as many times as you like, but you can call us right now. I'm going to read, TJ. Now, I'm going to be fair. I'm going to be fair with you.
Mm-hmm. I don't even think I'm doing after. I'm sorry, I just was thinking, like, man, that's 3 months. You ain't trying to do nothing, shoot.
I was going to ask you how long would you wait? But, you know, I was going to ask you that.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, that's a good, you said 3 months, that's it. Yeah, I was going to ask you that.
If he's not trying to find out what you don't want to find out or anything. Okay, I stretch it to 6 months.
Okay.
Just because we get the nervousness out, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I have a purple friend of mine named Karen Denise. I call her purple because she's a big Prince fan, like I am. Karen Denise says, LOL, how shallow. And Anna Louise Purple Love, another great purple princess, Anna Louise Purple Love says, well, if she married him for who he was, why change now? Typical of a shallow person. So we're getting a lot of shallow
statements.
But to be fair, they didn't have, I didn't post the information in complete detail. It's just basically from what they've seen on the promo. And I said, a woman leaves because of the package lacking. and so they have very strong opinions on that, from that. And I have another one from a very good friend of mine named Arnita Walls. Now, she said, Arnita says, we should not marry a person who we are not sexually satisfied with. He already had that package, or lack thereof, when she married him. That's a cop-out to being bored and wanting a big bad Joe. You know,
Big bad Joe.
That's my opinion. And you know, to be fair again, she, you know, none of them knew exactly in detail until now, if they're listening, the whole detail. You know, now it adds a little, almost, it may add a little validity like it did with you, you know, for her being there for 4 years, no sex before marriage. So it may add a little validity, like what you're saying. Now, look, you know, after 3 months, nothing has happened.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. No sexual situations, if you will, at all. No intimate feelings, or, well, feelings there, but just no actions, no intimate actions taking place. And there's a refusal.
Refuse to go.
I refuse to go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, if he refused, let's say you stick around, but if that person, she was good to stick around for 4 years.
Yeah.
And out of those 4 years, you're like, man,
I wonder
what you do?
That's good. That's a good question. What do you do? What do you do in that situation?
What do you do? I mean, it's just like, okay, here. I mean, okay, 50, 52, 55 and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no, I mean, come on now. Even if you are in that age, you're going to fill up, you know, be kissing and all that. At least I think that's what they probably were doing. Kissing and all that. You're going to be filling on somebody. You should have known. Something. But maybe not.
Maybe they didn't go that. Maybe it was just basically kissing and taking the, I guess what they call now, it's unheard of now, but maybe they're taking, they're actually taking the courtship or the old school route, which is almost non-existent here in America.
old school route, what was I just saying?
Oh, look at you. You're not so old school. I'm pretty much old school, and I think that there's no third base. It's only first base when it came to courting before marriage. You sound like the new generation. Wow, TJ. You really went 1990s, 2000s,
no,
today on
1990. I'm talking about, I ain't talking about getting, you know, doing the, you know, the whole thing. I'm talking about the what they call back in your day, making out. You know,
well,
making out and all that stuff. So, and when they made out, you know, the second base, I guess, you know, hey, you get to feel packages and crevices and all that stuff. So.
Well, I wasn't, I'm not going, you know, I know, here come the jokes from TJ, but I wasn't born in the 50s, I wasn't from the 50s or the 40s or the 30s, but I was taught that type of style by my mother and my grandfather, my grandmother, and they talk to me about different stuff in the 40s and 50s.
They talk to you, but did you actually, you know, follow through what they said?
No.
That's a different story. Okay.
Right, no, uh-huh. No. That's a different story. It's almost another show. I'll put it this way. I listened and I learned, but I didn't really take heed. I'm like, come on, this is a new day. I mean, you guys are talking Andy Griffith stuff. But maybe that's the route they took.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe they took that route.
Right, so they weren't going to really touch each other it wasn't going to get that heated to where it may be a point, because if it get that far, then it may cross that line and they may eventually do things before they're married, which was probably, I guess she was fine with it and she went along with it. So that's what I'm figuring, and that's why she may not have known about the package or lack thereof.
Mm-hmm. I mean, after, you know, certain age. Well, I'm not even. I'm sure. Have they been married before, or?
I'm not sure. I am not sure at all.
Because I'm like, man, after all that, you like. I would say the. I don't know. Maybe totally different. Totally different. You know, our. You know, some of the American cultures, or what they do.
Yeah.
But you know, as far as people that I know, I'll put it that way. As far as the people that I know that I'll communicate with after you know, 40s and stuff. You know, it's like, hey, you gonna do something now, you know? Let's do something.
Right.
Get all that waiting. Let's do something now, you know? But
right. And especially, you are 52. You know,
yeah.
Come on. You know, I'm not getting any younger up in here. You're 55.
Yeah.
I'm 52. I mean, come on. Let's do it while we still have strength.
And, you know, shoot, I guess once you get for women, it was saying that after 40, that the sex drive is even
it's picked
more
up.
Heightened, to whereas
yeah.
the men is lower.
It's lower, yeah.
Yeah, so
in this case,
she probably was hopping around that bedroom that night like, come on, what's going on?
No, you know what? I'm going to pose this question to you, but before that, we still have time. We still have time. So if you want to call in, give your boy a call. Area code 347-826-9357. Check this out. I'm going to ask you and a caller this question. I'm going to get this caller in real quick. Okay.
Okay.
All right, like it or not, you're on the air.
What is going on? What is going on, people? How are you today?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Mike T. You all know Mike T. I've been hollering about Mike T and his show Just Talk About It 2012.
Yes, this is a hot topic, and wow, I just want to know. Is the issue the little itty-bitty cocktail wiener, or is it the fact of the matter that he cannot get it up?
I think it was both. I think her main problem was that the size of the package. That was her main problem. But as well as him not getting help for his impotence.
And while we are speaking, it's a sexually dysfunctional commercial on television for erectile dysfunction. Wow. Well, first, I just want to say that I feel as though she is really shallow because she knew what she was dealing with when she went into this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much out there now. And see, they're in that 50 mode. So in
right.
50, you should be like jumping off of swings and chandeliers and going in the parks and scaring the young people.
I got a question. How is it shallow say that he was, well, we don't know exactly what was happening, but say that he was like, you know, right afterwards, we're going to do this, you know, do that right after we get married. And he didn't tell her about any kind of problems or anything like that beforehand.
Well, I feel as though it's shallow on his part, too. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I say on his part is because there's so much out there. I mean, if he only had a 2-inch package, he could use his fingers or toy assistance.
You're right. You're right. Good point.
To bring her to, right. And bullets. and if it got that bad, he could have bought one. Just like how ladies buy hair weaves, men could buy penis extensions, too. So,
right. Right.
That's why I'm saying that 50, it shouldn't matter. You know, if you're in those 50s and you're like, well, hey, I can't get it up there. It's all kind of low. You should know by then. But then it's shallow on both parts. Because as a man, he should still want to feel better about himself. I at 50, I would be at a loss for words if I couldn't get wood. I'm just saying. So hopefully just wow. I would be at a loss for words. So I'm just hoping that he will be able to get that fixed. And but then too, it seems like if they were in that relationship, that marriage, that they should have come to some kind of common ground. And yeah. She stayed. Did y'all say 4 years?
It's been 4 years. Now hold on there, Mike T. Hang on with us. Stay right there. We have another caller, and I'm going to bring them into the discussion. Like it or not, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Arnita Wall.
What's good, Arnita?
Hi, how are you?
It's so good to hear from you again. It's been a while.
Yes, it has. I've been listening, and this topic really kind of hit home earlier when I responded, so I wanted to try to get in before you got off the air.
Oh, please do.
Well, basically, I had mentioned earlier that, you know, once they had already joined in marriage, then, you know, there had to be some conversation. There should have been some pre-conversations if there was a lack in the beginning. And if it wasn't, then I think it just kind of boiled down to the fact that maybe it's not spiced up enough. There are so many resources and tools out here to use to bring it to the bedroom. To me, that's just an excuse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question for each and every one of you all. Is it kind of wrong for would you do that knowing that after 4 years you got to know that person in a non-sexual way? Is it possible that you can fall in love with that person and stay with that person regardless of the lack of sexual intensity, or is it possible that can happen?
I think it's possible. If you're in the middle of your life, you're in your 50s, so I feel it's possible. And like the young lady was just saying too, there is so many things to bring to the bedroom. And at 50, I just feel when you're at 50, there's no holds barred. If you want to go freak out on the balcony, and when the sun comes up, you can do it. And you don't care what anybody thinks or what they have to say, just as long as you don't get caught. And I just feel as though, I mean, when you do get to certain ages, because it will decline as the older you get, the higher you get up in age. But I just felt as though it just, I mean, you can still be attracted to someone and not have sex, but you still want to have sex sometimes, some sort of way.
What about you, TJ?
Right.
What about you, TJ?
Oh, I had to go next. yeah, I mean, you can. I have the same thoughts as Mike G does, you know. You can still, you know, fall in love with that person, even though you all haven't had any sexual experiences or anything like that. But, you know, that hadn't happened, so I can't really say say too much.
I'd like to jump in there if I can.
Yeah, please do. Please do, Arnita.
I mean, you know, as you go into this union, you know you're going to get older. People are stricken with different types of illnesses and health risks and factors that may significantly impact their ability to perform sexually. So in knowing that you're getting married to someone, you have to absorb and assume that some of these things are going to come along with time and age. And if your relationship is solely based on sex, then you don't even really have a friendship.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying? At some point down the road, sex is not going to be as significant as it once was. So is it all just about the sex? Because if I love you, then we'll make a way to try to both satisfy, you know, whatever it is that's defective in our relationship.
Arnita, TJ, Mike T, I love each and every one of you all. We're going to have to do this again.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Thank you. I love each and every one of you all. We're out of time. We're going to sign off. Hey, don't forget, join me on tomorrow, Smack Tongue Radio. And it's going to be 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, as well as 5 o'clock Pacific. for y'all West Coasting it, all right? Join me on tomorrow. It's on. Thank you. And in closing, I always say peace, love, and keep doing. Ow.